It was about 8 a.m. yesterday at the Sugarloaf Campground in the White Mountain National Forest in Bethlehem. Brian Mady had scrubby whiskers and that tousled night-in-a-tent look. He lit his 25-year-old Coleman stove to make breakfast.
I took a little pancakes this morning and bacon for first coffee.
But later, Mady's going to face a less pleasant question than what to have for breakfast, where he can find a place so he can finish out his cherished annual vacation. That's because the U.S. Forest Service has decided to close privately run campgrounds in national forests nationwide. That's according to an email from Leo Kay. He's the Director of Communications for the U.S. Forest Service based in Washington. Kay, who declined to be interviewed on tape, said the Forest Service doesn't have enough employees on the job to oversee the campgrounds. He added that some private campgrounds have already been closed and others will be notified soon.
It's a huge impact to our business owners for this loss of business. And then it's just a heartbreaking result for the public. And there's really no reason because, again, these sites don't require federal funding.
That's Marilee Reese. She's the executive director of the National Forest Recreation Association, which represents about 150 companies that run campgrounds in national forests nationwide. She says many members of her association have been told to shut down within the next 48 hours. Reese says the closing's hard to understand because the private businesses are self-sufficient and handle everything from water to sanitation without help from federal workers.
They do everything, and then they pay the government a fee.
And in previous shutdowns, she says, the privately run campgrounds were allowed to remain open. U.S. Forest Service spokesman Kay said the decision to close campgrounds in the national forests is consistent with the closing of national parks. But national parks and national forests are different. A national park typically has limited access and can be closed to the public. But national forests, such as the White Mountain National Forest, are laced with public highways, so hiking and touring remain possible. Reese says she doesn't understand why the government would close the privately run campgrounds unless it hoped to anger the public and up the pressure on Congress to resolve its stalemate.
It seems to be a way to make a point.
The Forest Service case said he would not comment on such speculation. What is clear, however, is that shutting down the campgrounds will hurt their owners, says Warren Meyer, who heads Recreation Resource Management based in Phoenix. It operates campgrounds in several states.
I'm going to go from having a pretty decent year to actually losing money to potentially being bankrupt, depending on how long the shutdown lasts.
The 22 campgrounds in the White Mountain National Forest are operated by Pro Sport Inc. of Campton. Its owner, Ken Tower, said he hasn't yet been told to close. Sipping that coffee at the Sugarloaf Campground, vacationer Brian Mady doesn't like the idea of a closing, not one bit. All year, he looks forward to his vacation. He spends $18 a night to camp so he can spend his days hiking. And he never imagined D.C. gridlock could get in his way. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.